It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalmore, Schwing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indest.
It's Friday, baby!
Womp womp!
Let's go, baby!
Got Eric in the house.
Let's go.
Hey, Eric, where you work, Shaq?
Huh?
Where you work?
Oh, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and don't forget Dalbor.
Don't forget
Dalbor. As we call it, HMGD.
HMGD.
Right there on Dale Street.
Sounds like a law firm.
Iberia's premier personal injury law firm.
Premier.
That's it. Been doing it for years, man. Been doing it for years.
Just like L.A. Classic Roofing, got to add them to the marquee, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, along with Grittick Electrical and General Services. Welcome.
Good morning, New Iberia.
Man.
Beautiful day on Main Street.
Absolutely.
Fresh today, Coach.
I got a golf game set up at 11:45, baby. Going to play a little golf at Cane Row.
That's right. That's right.
I saw you go outside and hug some of our listening audience.
Yeah. I tell you what, they're starting to congregate outside.
Oh, yeah. Look, hey, that's our groupies, Tara Lepre.
It reminded me of the Today Show with Dave Garraway. I'm telling my age, man, but the people used to stare in, like Castile's here in town, they run the TVs till midnight.
I got a little following. The
show, people would look at the TVs, you know, and watch the show.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the show, one of those Good Morning Americas where they do it on the glass?
That's right. We started to pick up a little steam,
Times
man.
Times Square, you know.
Might have been the Today Show.
Yeah. Bring some of that chicken crackling from Blazing Specialties. We'll start handing out in the morning.
That is it. Woo! All right. Today we get to, are we on 32 or 31? We're on 31.
31.
Man.
31. Okay, so we're going to get to that in a little while. Going to get to one of my favorite people in the whole world, Andre Broussard. Coach Brew.
Coach Brew.
Graduate of Catholic High. Mainstay. Been a part of the
beloved
training
coach.
Staff. Now
she's unplugged
track
me.
Coach.
She's unplugged me a couple times with the basketball games too. So I got to pick on.
Okay,
her
well, bit. You know what? You get to get after. She told me to take it easy on her today, but I don't know if I can do it.
Well, anyway,
all right.
Fine person. Beloved coach.
Fine person.
Okay, guys,
we got to get serious.
Comment on this, if you will, but you don't have to because I'm about to get a little controversial.
I'm sitting down.
I'm about to get a little. I read something this morning that I have somewhat conviction about. And again, this may not be a popular opinion. Okay? It's definitely not a political.
Tomato, tomato?
It's not a politically correct opinion.
All right.
So a young lady that's a part of. God dog it. I don't want to be wrong. So she's a part of the NCAA tournament playing. I wanted to say for Oregon, but I think maybe the game was in Oregon. I'm uncertain.
All right.
Videoed their workout area. Evidently had it set up to be compared to the guy's workout area in Indiana.
Oh,
the workout area in the
oh, in the arena.
In the arena. For the girls.
Pre-game.
I'm talking about like a little weight room setup.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
For the tournament, you mean?
For the tournament.
I got you. I didn't see
it. And it paled in comparison, okay, the girls to the guys. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I do understand.
Careful, coach.
I do understand that you want to things to be as nice as you possibly can. I haven't seen the actual what was in there, what was done. This is what kills me. When the NCAA responds to this, they said, well, you know, it's not about money. It's about space. Folks, it's about money.
Yeah. Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go back. I should have asked this question first. If you walk on UL's campus, you walk on LSU's campus, you walk on Texas's campus, is the soccer team's locker room going to be comparable to the football team?
No, no.
There's not even many players.
Okay, but I'm talking just
much,
nice. I'm
not,
talking
oh, okay,
about,
okay.
I'm talk, look,
aesthetics, you're talking
it's
about.
It's not as
aesthetics.
Much funding.
Okay.
It comes down to money. It's
okay.
Just not as much funding.
All right? Because you know why? Football writes the checks.
Pretty much, for every school.
Okay? If you look at the contract of the NCAA men's tournament that they signed with television relative to the women's tournament,
all right,
you are comparing giraffes to mice.
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
it's like comparing a WNBA salary player to an NBA salary player.
And I'm not saying it's right, wrong, left, yeah, right. I'm just saying it is what it is.
There's just a vast difference in the amount of revenue.
Just stating the facts.
Okay, so again, I don't want to get deep into that.
Man, you coming out the gates
hot. No, I've got to come out swinging a little bit.
That horse's hindquarter is getting whipped.
Yeah.
I have a daughter. Now, she wasn't an athlete, but you know, I get it, and there's comparable things and there's incomparable things.
So can I ask a question? Was this the workout area in the arena,
it
set up for the tournament?
It was set up for the tournament. Yes,
I got you.
Okay, this was set up.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. So, again, there are still some female programs out there that don't lift like men do.
True.
They just choose not to, especially in basketball.
Yeah. Okay. That's an interesting situation.
So again, I'm not going to get any more into it. Don't want to tick off too many
Let's
people.
Focus on the bracket. How about that? Got all a right. lot of games starting today.
So, so we already had the play-in games. The biggest play-in game, in my opinion, because it's a couple of those blue bloods that we spoke of that are in a play-in game. UCLA knocks off Michigan State.
Yeah.
86-80.
Yeah.
And Michigan State was coasting in that game. I mean, they were literally coasting until late, and when UCLA made a run.
And look, things have changed. The shot clock has changed everything.
I'll tell you what,
The shot clock has made you play aggressive basketball almost from start to finish.
Michigan State has Karen Sunset. Well, I guess he's a Karen. No, excuse me. Opelousas Catholic recruit going to be on the court next year, Keon Coleman.
Okay, really?
Going to Michigan State.
That's correct.
Going to play for Tom Izzo.
Interesting.
Get ready because the cat can play, man.
He wanted to go somewhere. Shizzo.
Man, that's something I would say, Coach.
Yeah. Down goes Frazier.
Down goes Frazier. All right. But, guys, I'm just going to let you know that the winner of the NCAA tournament's already been decided. Did y'all not know that?
Really?
My son thinks it's going to be Illinois.
Go to the bank.
Go to the bank.
Go to the bank. Take out all your money.
Putting my stimulus check on that.
Shaq has predicted that LSU is going to win.
Holla at
the
your
NCAA.
Boy.
NCAA. We're talking
an 8 seed.
Shaq Diesel.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They got to get back. They got to get past Bonaventure.
The big Aristotle. When he was in Phoenix, he was Shaqtus.
Yeah. Shaqzilla.
So Shaq has picked the Tigers to win the NCAA tournament. So, like I said, empty out the bank account. I'm sure you can get what, 75 to 1? 100 to 1?
Easy. It may be more than that.
Tell Shaq I'm a little short this week. I sure like a little bit of his pocket change. What's that?
Were you trying to be funny there?
No.
You're a little short this week?
I tell you what, we got more fans congregating, man. They waving and hollering at us.
Bam!
That's right. Dr. O'Neill, you know, technically.
Oh, yes, yes. He has his PhD.
Post-hole digger. Anyway, LSU's got some talent. I think they'll beat St. Bonaventure. Can they beat Michigan? That'll be the interesting game.
Okay, talking about
St.
Bonaventure.
Hey, you're no pushover.
Oh, yeah. And look, defensively, teams are shooting 39% from the field against St. Bonaventure, giving up 60 a game. Okay.
Wow.
All right, these guys can play defense.
Don't they have the defensive player of the year?
Yeah. It looks to me like LSU is going to need to make this a transition type game.
It all comes down to Cam Thomas.
Win with athleticism, because it looks like to me that if St. Bonaventure can turn this into a half-court type game.
Yeah. That's what they want
to
do.
Which we talked about yesterday, Tony, Wisconsin.
Yep.
When Wisconsin beat LSU in the Elite Eight with far less athletes.
Suck the air out the ball. Man.
Exactly.
Slow down the game.
So it'll be interesting.
So that's today or tomorrow?
That is tonight. This evening.
Okay.
The games kick off at 11:15 today. If you got a pool to turn in. You got to 11:15.
That's part about watching the game.
We'll look that up. I'm not sure what time tip-off is. We're going to look that up for you.
11:15.
You may not know
this. So the Tigers tip off at 11:15?
No. The tournament does.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed because you were coaching for many, many years, but there's a button now. If you're watching these games at your office on your computer, there's a "Here comes the boss" button. You hit the button, it goes from live stream to like a fake spreadsheet.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great.
I was always fortunate enough to where I was secluded enough in my office.
They thought you were watching replays of games or something.
Absolutely. They didn't know what, you know. Yeah, oh, yeah. Because I was always looking at my screen.
Oh, man, my dad walks in, man. I go back to the spreadsheet.
Quit giving away.
He's like, "Son, what are you doing?"
He missed the tackle.
I'm working.
He knows because he was watching the same game in the other room.
No. So anyway, man, best time of the year.
Yeah.
So, HMGD is not running a bracket this year. I hate to say. We used to run a bracket about 50, 60 brackets deep, but God, dog, got a lot
going
on.
Maybe we can start, you know, help you that, you know, running numbers brackets, you know.
Hey, I'm in.
Hey,
I can co-sale.
Just call me Guido. Hey, forget about it.
Ooh.
I'll break your thumbs.
Hello.
All right. So we're going to be following the tournament. Looking forward to that.
Oh, man, it's going to be fun.
Talk quick baseball before we go into the break. LSU, they're still winning. They're 15-3,
wow.
But SLU, they beat 10-7, so they give up 7 runs again. So LSU is swinging the bat, man.
Man, they can swing that bat.
But, boy, their pitching is a little suspect. Again, this is a midweek game, so you know they're pitching a young guy. But, again, going back to the UTSA series in which they just gave up. I mean, I'd like to know how many times you can sweep a series and give up as many runs as they gave up against UTSA.
They give up almost
25 runs.
They win so many games in dramatic fashion. Yeah. Have you ever noticed?
I will say that. There's something to be said for that. The Cajuns this year in football, winning so many close games. They've got it. They just refuse to lose. They've got that mentality.
No, you're right.
So that can, even though they're giving up all these runs, when you just figure out ways to win. Speaking of figuring out a way to win, Cajuns beat Nichols in their last start 9-8.
It's been a rough patch.
They're 10-8. You know, coming off of the 3-game sweep that they lost to Southern Miss. Now they got TCU coming up for 3 games this weekend.
Yeah, I tell you,
the Horned Frogs can play some ball now.
I got some tickets for Sunday's game. I'm excited to go check them out.
Yeah.
I had some buddies from TCU call me yesterday. They're coming in to watch the Horned Frogs, talons up. You know, they do this.
Yeah. I know my
buddy Scott Shea, who normally listens in his office. He's a former golfer.
He's a Horned Frog.
Yep.
Ah.
I know the TCU coach well. Schlossnagel. Oh, yeah. No,
Schlossnagel.
Schlossnagel.
That's not a Cajun last name.
Schlossnagel. No. We have ways of making you talk.
Sounds like Wiener Schnitzel.
Good guy, too.
Is he related to Colonel Klink?
I don't think so. Maybe I know nothing Schultz.
I know nothing.
Colonel.
Anyway,
Colonel Buchhalter.
Schlossnagel.
Colonel Klink.
I sat with Schlossnagel one day in American Legion State Tournament. And a kid from Barb, they were playing, I can't remember the name, they're playing under. Never seen this before in my life. This is about 20 years ago. Snapped off an aluminum bat in a foul ball.
Nice.
I've never seen that in my life.
Aluminum
snapped
bat.
Off an aluminum bat, broken half, like a wood bat.
Nice.
I've never seen that.
Well,
snapped a bat.
Had it been a crack in it.
Well, I was wondering if it was loaded.
that's
it was my thought process. Anyway.
So, yeah. Cajuns. Coastal Carolina to open up conference next week.
Yeah, a lot of good games.
LSU opening up conference this week with Mississippi State. So we're going to see if that pitching can hold up. At home against Mississippi State.
But Mississippi State doesn't score a lot of runs. So you put that in the back of your mind, too.
They got Ole Miss after that, too, I believe.
Yeah, so the hits just keep on coming.
Yeah. So
interesting
matchups. And, of course, let's face it, guys, in the South, baseball,
man,
it's unparalleled.
Got great baseball.
And you're just going to, in the SEC, Sun Belt, all these guys. You're just going to run into top pitching. You're going to run into top hitting. You're going to face it every week.
Got a kid from New Iberia, huh, playing for UNO now. Blanchard kid?
We're going to need to look that up.
Yeah. I can find out.
Yeah, let's
local,
find.
Local kid.
I know one from New Iberia High is playing for UL, the Bro kid. Is it Bro? A Bro? And then there's a Lorville young man playing for Southern. And I'm trying to think where else.
I think the Latulis kid from Lorville is playing for Southern Miss, if I'm.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
That is correct.
Watch that kid start for Lorville High for 4 years.
Yeah, he was a fine player.
Oh, absolutely. Guy you got to pitch around, guy that can swing it for the fence every
Shout
time.
Shout out to Coach Rob Segura. Yeah.
That's it. All right. So we're going to be right back. We're going to have Coach Brew.
Brew, yeah.
If there was a... a pageant for the most favorite person. Pageant's a bad word because I'm talking guys, girls, everybody. But a contest, most favorite person at Catholic High.
You don't think you'd have won that?
Nope.
No.
Look, anytime there's a discipline problem, anytime the sixth grader, you call Coach Indes, bring him in, bring in the bad guy.
The heavy hitter.
Bring in the bad guy.
As I called him on the air, the Bobby Knight of high school.
That's right.
I never threw a chair. We didn't have chairs on the side.
That's
right. I threw
that's
a few
right.
headsets. Hide threw a few clipboards.
Couple clipboards.
I tell them, hide the chairs.
I got rid of, as a matter of fact, the first time I broke a clipboard, I never used one again. I just had my sheet.
How about throwing headphones?
Oh, Lord. Okay. That's once,
I've seen
once
that.
A game.
I don't know if Miss Joyce appreciated me saying the Bobby Knight of high school football.
We're going to be right back right here. Call in at 367-1240. Ask Alexa, play Kane 1240, 107.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialty. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. The cast is back on Friday, Saturday it's Cajun Company Band, and Sunday it's the Steve Adams four-piece trio. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, from 5 to 8 with most drinks, half-priced. Follow them on Facebook for daily specials.
It's spring cleaning time. Let Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment not only provide you with new sales, but also all of your service needs. Extend the life of your fitness equipment, including home gyms and cardio equipment. Give Frank a call at 337-316-1231 or visit frankspecialtyfitnessequipment.com. Frank Burbank is a New Iberia native who has been servicing South Louisiana with top fitness equipment for nearly 40 years. That's Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment, 337-316-1231.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock.
Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we're back. Speaking of Cane Row, had lunch there yesterday. Chili cheese dog, man. chili cheese.
Pretty good?
Oh, I'm telling you. It's the best. All right. I promise this young lady that I'd take it easy on her, that I wouldn't pick on her too much. But, Brew, I don't know if I can promise that. How are we doing?
We're doing, Coach. We're doing. How are you?
I'm trying to control them as best I can, Coach.
You know, we got Eric Hike in the house.
I appreciate it, Eric.
Yep, I got your back.
Brew, we were just discussing, when did you graduate? What year did you graduate?
A lady never tells.
I was about to pinch you on that one, Coach. Come on, man.
A lady never tells. Oh.
But the earbug doesn't lie.
Oh, Lord.
She is a young, young lady.
Oh, I'm about to go grab a yearbook.
Young lady.
I'm going to call her out. All right, Brew.
All right.
So, graduate of Catholic High, you know, whenever we get somebody on the show for the first time, you know, let's go through a history of you coming out of Catholic High and what led you back and how you started. Of course, I know the answers to all this, but our listeners don't, or possibly don't. So kind of walk us through that, what got you where you are now.
From student to most popular coach.
That's it.
I don't know about that, but after graduating, went on to UL. A couple years after
Was it UL or USL at that time?
No,
don't
it was
say.
In transition.
Okay.
In transition.
Look, hey, I just UL. Got some information. I just got some
my
information.
Diploma says UL.
Okay. Let her talk, coach.
UL.
All right.
All right. King Connor. He called me one day and asked me if I wouldn't mind coming back, giving him a hand with track, and the rest is history. I never left.
Now, Ken's a graduate of 88, so I can throw that one out there. So I know that. Ken taught me.
Ken
one of Doc Boris's prodigies. One of those guys that came out of Doc's class and basically could,
oh,
you know.
Oh, Ken Connery, she said?
Oh, yeah. The guy could build a nuclear missile or something like that. You know, or at least do the math.
The Connors were and are very intelligent
guys.
Oh,
absolutely. No. Ken, yeah. As a matter of
very
fact.
Very smart guy.
Yeah,
very smart
Ken was man. An adversary. When I was in Abbeville, he was a track coach at Catholic High, and we went head-to-head in some great meets. I remember, Brew, teaching a kid. Oh, the week of the district meet when I was in Abbeville, we taught him how to straight pole 7 feet. As a matter of fact, I got Benny Dronet to teach him how to straight pole 7 feet because there were only three pole vaulters that were entered. So I got this kid in. He got fourth place, and we won the meet by 2 points. Ken wasn't
happy. That's a
happy.
Heartbreaker. That's a heartbreaker.
Oh, yeah. Hey. You're not cheating a little bit. You ain't trying, right?
Exactly, you know.
As long as you don't get caught.
But that ain't cheating.
Yeah, you can't get caught.
You just got to know the rules. You got to use the rules to your
advantage. It's all about manipulation.
Absolutely.
You
got
to find people to put in the right place.
And you know.
Especially district.
Exactly.
That's where it all counts.
You just used a word. And, Brew, you know as well as I do, okay? When I came in, you know I'm not a very knowledgeable track person relative to the track gurus out there. Would we be in agreement with that?
Yeah.
But one thing you and I understood was manipulating points.
Correct.
Because that's one thing when I took over my first track program at Abbeville, it was like, okay, there were all these track gurus out there, but I was like, I'm going to learn what I can, but we're going to figure out a way of stealing points.
Right.
Getting people in events, you know, getting two hurdlers. It's almost
you
like
you got to have two people in every
two
event.
Two people in every
you
event.
You got to have two people in every event scoring.
Yep.
Whether it's 1 point or 6 points or 10 points, every point counts.
And that's lost because track, by some, they just look at it as an individual sport. They don't think of it as a team sport. But I know, especially
the young lady
that I'm talking to, she definitely views it as a team sport.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a unique sport. It's an individual sport, but it's also a team sport, you know?
18
you
events,
can't win
correct
the 4
now?
By 1 with one person.
Yeah, 18 events? Since
19.
Okay, 19 now. Okay, it was.
They added a 2 mile relay.
Oh, Lord.
So 4x800 meters.
I'm already a dinosaur. They've added an event since I've gotten out.
Man, that's far.
They added an event.
Because it was 17
school,
for forever.
4x800.
Yeah, it was 17 for forever. And then, of course, they added the 300 IMs, 10 whatever years ago.
Uh-huh.
So now they add the, oh, Lord, now, thank God, those track meets were long enough as it was.
4x800, the 2 mile relay.
Which, of course, it gets, the one thing I love about that if anybody in Brew, what do you have the most of in track? Distance people, field people, you know what you have the most of. You have the most of.
Well, actually, this year, it's a good balance between distance and sprinters.
But typically, don't you have
a little down on field. But typically
more distance folks, right?
Yeah.
So that race right there, that allows you. Because what people don't realize early in the year is, as you know, Brew, it's all of those guys running the 4x8, they're training.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Every meet is training.
Yes.
Another thing, so Brew, explain to people out there, I'll let you explain it, how track is so different, because there's really only three meets that count.
That's right.
And
you know, I tell them that all the time, Coach. Every meet that we go to, in my opinion, is a practice meet, all leading up to that one meet that we are going to be hosting on Thursday, April 22nd, the 7AA district meet. That is the meet that counts. You have to advance to the regional meet to get to the state meet. Those last three meets on my roster, on my calendar, are the important meets that count. Everything else is just practice. You know, it's a work in progress. You know, like I tell the kids all the time, they laugh at me when I say it. Y'all know there's a method to my madness.
Right.
Sometimes I don't know what it is, but it seems to work at the end.
Yep.
You know, and that's just basically how it is, Coach.
And what some people don't follow track understand, and look, this is, of course, not the way to do it, but technically, in track, I've seen a team down the road toward the east, down 182, not when I was at Catholic High, but when I was in Abbeville, literally throw together four guys that hadn't run all year long.
Go run.
They throw them out there, and these guys are in the state meet 3 weeks, you know, 3 weeks later.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can go through 6 weeks, Friday night, having the same 4x1 team. Everybody's looking. Oh, wow, did you see Kelly Todd? Did you see this team? And when it comes time for district, I got three new people running that 4x1.
Yep.
They're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And they're on my roster.
And you know, sometimes you might be splitting up. You might have had a great 4x1, but then you get to district and realize, you know what? We can only come out third with this team. If I break up this 4x1, and I take this kid and put him in the long jump, this one put him in the triple, I can manipulate more points.
Exactly.
Oh, no,
so and it's something that you have to
inform the kids
about and inform the parents about as well.
Oh, no, because they won't get it. They don't understand
that either.
Right.
You know, they think the 400 is my kid's race. Why is my kid not running the 400? Because your kid will only come out sixth in the 400 or fourth in the 400 and won't be advancing to regionals. He has a better shot at running this or doing this and moving on. That's the part that they don't understand. Nobody has an event, you know, unlike, you know, the Brick Shakespeare who's running 2 miles. I don't have a whole lot of people in line running the 2 mile. You know, or Bo Boye who's pole vaulting. I don't have too many people in line pole vaulting.
Right, yep.
So there's only a few.
They got any more Lulas coming down
there? You know,
they got any more Lulas coming down?
Yeah, we got a Lulas. Now, we got some people being trained by Lulas.
That's right.
But not many Lulas.
Speaking of,
Brew, we had a great conversation about a month ago with Reagan.
Uh-huh.
Who's just doing so fabulous, man.
She was awesome. Over here the other day training. Yeah, she's working hard.
Yeah, Brew worked hard. Reagan senior year to get, because, of course, you know, she was training with her father over there at New Heights Gym and getting her on the track. And then I think it even surprised Shane, surprised her own dad when she got her on that track and just blew away all the competition at the state meet.
Paying off now.
You know, I told him that the other day whenever he texted me about Morgan. And I said, I told you that. I told you that about Ray, and I told you that about Mo. You were scared to let them run. He's like, no, I wasn't. Yeah. I knew they can do it. You know, we were kind of joking a little bit about that. But those are some awesome, talented athletes right there.
Yeah.
Those are some athletes.
Brew, before we wrap up, maybe highlight some of the special kids, possibly boys and girls, that you may have, you know, competing this year.
Well, on the girls' side, we got about 50 kids, boys and girls, mm-hmm. which is a good little number. That's normally, you know, what we have every year that comes out. I've got 6 senior girls. I've got about 11, 12 senior boys. We've got Journey Mitchell, who's in our sprints.
There's that name again, Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yeah, Journey Mitchell. Abigail Richtofen, you know, in the throws. She's going to be out there in the field. I've got Hannah Trappe, distance. She's one of those 4x800 relay persons. She's going to be leading our distance people. Another distance person, Eli Berard. He's been doing awesome ever since cross country. I mean, he's been killing it this year. Mason Booty, shot, you know, when he comes back full time after powerlifting. Trey. He's getting faster and better every day.
Love that kid. Had major shoulder problems, of course, that derailed his football career.
He's a great kid.
Yeah.
Jonah Helms. I mean, that's a unique one right there. You got Jonah pole vaulting, and then you got Jonah coming out and doing distance.
Wow.
You know, you don't see that too much. You see maybe a pole vaulter doing hurdles, not a pole vaulter doing a distance race. So, you know, that's another one right there that's probably going to be doing pretty good. Evan Wynn. Evan's doing good. Evan's trying to get into everything. And I got a freshman who's going to be a special, special kid. You know, I hope he sticks with it. Gerard Schenk, who is a quarter miler.
Gee.
You know, mile relay. That kid is phenomenal.
He's fast.
And with,
woo, he's quick. Yeah.
Yes, he is awesome. And, you know, with hopefully he sticks with it, proper training, he is going to be, you know.
Judge Watney's grandson.
Yeah, he's going to be awesome. He's going to be awesome.
Well, awesome. Well, Brew, I really appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to get as district. Probably we'll let district happen, and as we move into regionals, we'll get you back to talk about the cream of the crop and what's going on. Look, I just want to let you know, you need to keep Coach Brody in line over there, okay?
I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best.
All right, keep your thumb on him. I got you.
Coach Brew may be most like Coach, but Coach Brody is the best car line coach. No question about it.
You know, when Brody's in car line, you swear he's running for mayor. I think Freddie the court.
Coach Brody gets all the best gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Brody gets the best gifts.
He keeps all the kids safe.
He works that car line like a used car salesman.
Oh, he loves it.
Oh, yeah. He's the best. All right, Brew. Man. Well, we really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All
right. Yeah, talking about Helms, that's the late Wayne Sestia's grandson.
Yep.
Wayne, of course, recently passed. Goldie Sestia, of course, his grandmother. Goldie, I always say, there were 3 women St. Edward's it was Catholic High School that just 3 of the most beautiful women that taught coming up. You had Goldie Sestia in the 4th grade. You had Lauren Ackle in the 7th grade.
Good okay. Lebanese woman.
And then Maureen Doyle taught us in the 9th grade.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
No more.
Oh, yeah. They're Charlie's Angels right there, baby.
That's right.
I got to give hats off to Goldie Bouchard Sestia, one of the best female athletes I ever knew.
Really?
Yes. Period.
Interesting.
Powder puff football, couldn't catch her, couldn't pull a flag, anything. She'd blow by young women. I can still remember that.
I want you to know the one thing that I miss most about coaching was calling the powder puff game every year. I would get up there, I would do voices. You know, I'd have Mike Tyson in the guest. Yes, I'd like to say that the girls look very nice. You know, this is an excruciating game, it looks like, defensively. And we would just go back and forth, and then I would get Howard Cosell on, and I would get all these different guys, and then I would bring on a special person that would talk about, I love what the ladies are wearing today. And we would just go through the whole deal.
They need to bring you back.
And what was funny is that people would look up in the press box and be like, who does Indes have up there? Our Mike.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Goldie, hope you're doing well.
Yes. So, moving on.
We got to get
31.
We got to get Shane Lillo on here.
No, we will.
Talk a little pole vault.
Yeah, he's coming. He's coming.
31.
So it's Dea?
31. It's 30 and 1 with the French.
Okay.
So 31.
So is that Cajun French or would it actually a Parisian?
It's a combination. Yeah, it's just 31. Gotcha. You know? So 31. 30 and 1.
30 and 1.
Correct.
So we're at 31. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a couple of events in sports history that I find notable. One birthday worth mentioning. But I got to say, this next guy on the list, he's probably as high as he is because my wife, as a youngster, had a crush on this guy.
Hello.
And she swore that I better not say that on the radio.
Well, you just did.
Yeah. I hope that's not your wife calling.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be right back. KANE 107.5.
We at Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation has been keeping Acadiana strong and healthy since 2003. We have the highest level of trained and licensed physical therapists who will customize a treatment plan to get you results. Plus, the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device. And we provide optimum care with both state-of-the-art equipment and drug-free techniques like dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Kane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Kane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Kane Row and enjoy.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. The cast is back on Friday, Saturday it's Cajun Company Band, and Sunday it's the Steve Adams four-piece trio. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, from 5 to 8 with most drinks half-priced. Follow them on Facebook for daily specials.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new KANE 107.5.
Yeah, we have a guest on the line. He's been holding impatiently, so let's put him on the air.
Oh, we have a caller.
All righty. Caller, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
Oh, I recognize that voice.
Boy, I bet you do.
Oh, did I say something I shouldn't have said about work?
Hey, are you thinking about a belt chasing you around the house right now?
Yeah, well, look.
I was on lunch break.
I got a complaint from LSU about the fact that the Bayou Sports is only promoting Louisiana Tech, UL, and Tulane. I mean, y'all need to get an LSU guy on there
don't.
Dario.
I've got the great Josh Roseberry that comes on, but we just had, you know, hey, that comes on not, and talks about it. But
well, it's definitely not me about LSU, but I realize there's a lot of talk about the spring sports, but I want to talk about UL. I want to hear some talk about the Cajuns' offensive line and defensive line, and it seems that what we're concerned about right now at the Raging Cajuns is who's going to be the running backs. Any discussion about that? Anybody have any insight on that?
Smith.
Well, we've got our resident expert UL guy in the house right
Luckily
now.
Luckily, you Eric called Hike on the right day.
Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor.
Can I answer that question?
You sure can.
Okay, let's start with the running backs. Running backs, we have the freshman All-American Chris Smith coming back, who was more of a specialist last year, but he's going to be the
specialty,
lead.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be the lead back. He comes in at the beginning of the bunch. And then there's a couple transfers. They're going to transfer from Texas A&M, a 6'2", 200-pound Kabote kid is his last name. In addition to a number of freshmen, there was a freshman last year, Imani Bailey out of Texas, who's more of like who's the guy to play for the Jaguars, the short running back, stubby one.
That escapes me.
Anyway, he's a smaller guy, big back. That's going to be fighting for some snaps. And then you got a couple of freshmen, kid out of Karen Crow, Kendro, is it Williams?
Yes.
I know you saw him play.
Saw him up close and personal.
He's an impressive
athlete.
Yep. Yeah, and then there's a kid out of Manny, another big running
back. Yeah, the Manny back, I know that he's very highly thought of.
They got a kid out of De La Salle in New Orleans. So
now, that's the guy.
That's the
is
man.
That Montrell Williams?
Yes.
You see, that's the guy that I think could – fill the shoes eventually. Now, don't get me wrong. The Smith guy, I think, is going to be the go-to guy.
Yeah.
But the kid from De La Salle is special now.
He's special. He had big Power 5 offers.
Yeah.
Two kids out of De La Salle that are freshmen that are going to get some playing time.
Your defensive end.
So Mr. Hike, did that quench your desire for knowledge of UL and what's going on? Did
I don't know.
Did this youngster, did he properly answer that question?
Eric is always educating me. You know what I mean? Always.
What else do you know, Pop? Yeah. Offensive line, that may be Coach Indes's forte.
Oh, look, I'm not there yet with the Cajuns. I'm learning as we go. But I do know they've got so many guys coming back. They've got more production coming back than any. Even by losing the two backs, they've got more production coming back than anybody in conference by far and almost anybody in the country.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I read an article this morning about the offensive line. They have pretty much the whole line coming back.
I will say this. Losing Rob Sale, there'll be a transition there.
Yeah.
And, of course, we talked about two local products, Acadiana High product, Tim Leger, Catholic High School product, Michael Desimo, being co-coordinators. But losing Rob, you know, Rob's headed to the New York Giants to join my buddy Derek Dooley up there. But there'll be a slight transition there.
There will be. Yeah, no, absolutely. More so than the player transition, there's a lot of coaching transitions this year at UL. I think 9 new assistants, 9 new staffers.
And something else, Ted. According to Peter LeBlanc, Rob Sale hollered and screamed more than I did.
Oh, God, dog.
And I know that Michael and Tim are not, they're not screamers.
No.
Okay, that's not their MO. So that's going to be another, I'm telling you, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
In, you know, the energy and things, and I'm not saying that those guys won't bring the same energy. It's a different type of energy that they bring. But all those things are, you know, that you have to deal with that, all those different little things. I go back to LSU. I always said, everybody complained about Bo Pelini screaming. They wouldn't complain about it if they were winning.
No, absolutely. No.
They hated Bo Pelini screaming because they were giving up 600 yards a game.
Right, right.
Okay, so winning cures a whole lot of issues. So,
you used to scream a little bit too now, Coach.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, but you were winning.
Exactly.
So we sat on our hands.
You better.
No, so look.
Ted, we really appreciate you coming on the show, man.
No problem. Y'all got a good show going.
Call in anytime, please.
Right, go Cajuns. Day,
go Cajuns.
Go Cajuns. Hey, I'll say this one is for you and Ted Hike because you know what? This cheer,
okay,
it went away and it needs to come back.
Bring it back.
Yay, rouge. Yay, blanc. Yeah, Cajuns. How long?
There you go.
Anytime somebody on Facebook or whatever, it's something about Cajuns, my answer to it is, how long?
How long?
I just say, how long?
Go.
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 How long?
Oh, it's a fun time, man. I love it.
Absolutely. Good time to be a Cajun, especially
Cajun
football.
We're going to have to get somebody. You know, I'm telling you, the goal on Bayou Sports is to get Coach Napier in the house, not on the phone. Come to New Iberia. We'll treat him to victors after.
That would be big.
That's the goal.
All right.
Oh, shifting gears, huh?
Yep. We just dropped it. Just dropped it in the fourth. All right. 31. Now, I need to preface.
All right.
This with, man, my buddy Kevin Arsenault's hammering me. Kevin Arsenault, who works in Iberia Parish School Board, Delcom graduate, former Delcom coach now, does a little part-time gig at Cane Row on the weekends.
Oh, yeah, I met the guy, yeah.
Great dude. I'm getting hammered on social media about some of these picks.
You're a lightning rod.
I need to say that. And just to defend myself a little bit. Hey, I got an attorney here, by the way.
Hey, protecting your rights.
Okay. This list is my most memorable guys. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this guy who I'm about to – Sting, I think I really – the Road Warriors and Sting were way too far down on the list for a lot of people who are listening.
Yeah, but it's your list.
And I get
it's
it.
Not
exactly.
Their list.
Exactly. It's my list.
That's right, your list.
It's my list.
It's our show.
My list. All right.
It's our show.
Exactly. My list.
That's right.
So – but if this show, this list is definitely not about who held the most titles.
No.
All this, like I said, I go with my wheelhouse is about 75 to 86, 87. There are a couple of guys that were so iconic, I had to put them higher. But it was the guys that were impressionable upon me. It was the guys that led me and my brother Joey to lock each other up in the figure. I say lock each other up. No, he locked me up.
That's right, yeah.
And then I passed it down to my nephews, and I locked them up. You know, it passes downhill.
I used to just beat up Hugh Andre.
Boy, you.
He called
me. We got somebody talking smack. So this guy, now this guy, he's got some credentials here. Big Georgia wrestling, NWA championship wrestling guy. So a lot of these guys from Mid-South, when Mid-South started falling apart, they went with Cowboy Bill Watts in Alexandria, and then they all started moving over to Georgia because Georgia was promoted by WTBS, the Turner Broadcasting System.
Did not know that.
Okay. So that's why back then everybody was a Braves fan. You remember that, Tony?
Absolutely.
Everybody in my generation growing up, you know, the Cubs, a lot of people became Cubs fans. But was it WGN?
Correct.
Okay. So you had WGN, which had become a national commodity. All right, well, WTBS, the Turner Broadcasting System. Sorry, Son of a Gun was married to Jane Fonda, but we won't get into that.
You used to fall asleep at the ball
okay.
games.
All right. But so Ted Turner, so they put on Georgia Championship Wrestling, and it that was what led to the WWF and the WCW and all these this huge money-making wrestling. Well, one of the guys that was a part of that, and like I said, got to throw it out there. She told me not to say it, but I just don't. Sometimes I just can't.
Well, I think when she says don't say it.
Way to listen to her.
You're inclined to
well,
say
exactly.
it.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. She needs to just say
I'm like,
say
baby.
It.
I'm like, baby, I got number 31 on, and it was your childhood crush. She's like, don't you dare say that on the radio.
God, that's the third time.
It's a charm.
So Tina works in desk, ex-boyfriend.
Oh, Jesus.
Tommy Wildfire Rich.
Did she have his picture in her locker?
I bet she did. She won't admit it,
yeah,
but I bet she did.
I think I saw it.
Tommy, now I'm going to tell you, Tommy Wildfire Rich, if you Google him, he was a looker. He had the blonde hair.
Oh, man.
He was jacked up. One time, National Wrestling Association world champ. They only let him be it for 5 days, though. Eventually lost it to Harley Race 5 days later.
It's a good run, though.
He was the ultimate good guy. This guy, I'm telling you, in the main reason I bring up the whole Tina thing, this guy brought a lot of young ladies into wrestling because he was just an iconic, really good-looking guy who attracted, you know, like Dusty Rhodes would say, the ladies love me. The ladies love me. But, you know, Dusty Rhodes really didn't attract ladies because Dusty Rhodes.
He was a game warden.
Dusty Rhodes was kind of fat and nasty.
He was ugly.
Okay. But he was. Look, Dusty Rhodes, when we want to talk about on my list, he's way up there. Way up there. But anyway, had famous feuds with Buzz Sawyer.
What's his name?
Oh, Tommy Wildfire Rich.
Oh,
I said it.
Oh, Wildfire.
Are you here? Are you present?
I was enamored with
wife,
the blonde
my
hair.
Wife, speaking of my wife, sometimes she'll look at me. She goes, I know you're here, but you're not present.
I got lost in the whole, you know, blonde hair, blah, blah, blah.
Tommy Wildfire Rich.
Oh. Okay.
Google him.
You know, right. we are recording this.
He hated Ole Anderson. He hated Ivan, the Russian bear, Ivan Koloff, as we've alluded to. He hated some of my most hated wrestlers of all time, but who will be another group high on my list, the Fabulous Freebirds, Michael Hayes, Buddy Roberts. In an infamous loser-leave-town match, he lost to Ted DiBiase, who another guy that's up on the list, but came back supposedly as a masked man called Mr. R. But they threw Ted DiBiase a curveball. So everybody just kind of knew that Tommy Rich had come back with this mask on as Mr. R. So, of course, what does his opposition want to do? They want to demask the guy. They want to show up. So the big thing was to demask.
Show your face. Show
exactly. Your face. Demask the guy. So Tommy Rich gets pretty much a lookalike one day. He's doing an interview, and Ted DiBiase shows up and hits him over the back of the head, blah, 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 beats him up and rips his mask off. And it's not Tommy Rich.
Oh.
It was a guy that just looked like him.
Stunt double.
Exactly. Folks, you can't make this stuff up.
That's it. Great screenplay.
Well, I know the name DiBiase.
Oh, you, Ted, the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase.
That rings a bell.
He's got to be on the list.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
He's not going to be as high as some people think he ought to be. But I just did not like that guy. Even when sometimes he was a good guy. He was a good guy and late in his career became a bad guy. I don't know. Just wasn't a DiBiase fan. But he was a dude. DiBiase was a dude. Finishing up 1943. Jake LaMotta beats Jimmy Reeves in their third match. He had lost the first two. Raging Bull, am I correct to
That's
say
correct.
That based on okay,
Jake
so
LaMotta,
Robert De Niro, Jake
Raging
LaMotta,
Bull.
Raging Bull.
Correct.
1978, Jack Nicklaus wins his third Tournament Players Championship. We've been on this kick about baseball guys in their extracurricular activities. Talked about the Mick yesterday. Talked about Willie Mays.
Say hey, kid.
Being reinstated due to affiliation with nefarious individuals involved with gambling. Danny McLean in 1984, racketeering, was indicted for racketeering.
Spent time in jail.
And happy birthday today to the gentleman that didn't get it done in the Super Bowl but got him there, Andy Reid.
Yes, sir.
The big Andy Reid. If you ever want to see the coolest thing about Andy Reid, Google Andy Reid punt, pass, and kick.
I've seen that.
Why?
Oh, my Lord. You've never seen it.
No, never
he
seen
looks
it.
Like a he looks like Andre
when he was
the
13
Giant.
Years old, they've got him there, and he's in the finals, like in which typically in the NFC Championship game or something.
Oh,
so they've got all these kids in there. Local team, so he's from Los Angeles, so he is wearing a Rams uniform, and the guy nearest size to him is 2 feet shorter and 200 pounds lighter than
he looks
him.
Like Andre the Giant
oh,
compared
no,
to those
you.
Kids,
it's,
man.
It's unbelievable. Like I said,
he
do yourself a favor,
ball.
Google YouTube, Andy Reid, punt, pass, and kick.
All right.
And you will see
I'll
how
do that on my lunch break.
How large this man was relative to everybody
that's
else
right. at
his
that
age.
Time. That's right.
I don't know if he's grown an inch since he was 13.
You might be right too.
I mean, the same people say think that about me. You know that.
Okay, let's move on. another great week. Another great week. We've gotten through the Ides of March.
That's correct.
For you Shakespearean fans out there, you know.
You thespians, that's
yeah,
right.
You thespians. Phil Streva, beware of the Ides of March. I want you to call me and let me know. Don't Google it, Phil. Where does that come from?
A2 Brute.
A2 Brute. You too, Brutus? Come on, man. I can't believe you're stabbing me, too. But we're digressing big time. We're getting to some Hey, I was an English minor. I took Shakespeare as a class at USL.
I kind of remember that from when you taught me English, but I kind of
And we did go through that because I knew it. It was something I knew. Hark through what light yonder window
breaks.
Lady
in the back
it
of the
is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
They had a young lady in the back of the class calling my attention, though, more so than you at
George
that
George Reeves is over here on the side going, I thought this was a sports show.
Come on, George.
What's in a name, O Montague, O Capulet?
I don't know what's going on here.
We will be back Monday. We're going to have a great week for you. Just a little teaser on Wednesday. We've got Jeremy Bonan, Nish graduate, currently an assistant coach for the Southern Jags.
Yeah, great guy.
Former great player.
Can't wait to have him on. I want to give a shout-out to Craig Colward, assistant DA. Said he listens to us every morning.
Craig?
Yeah, my guy.
I hope you're enjoying the show, man. I'll tell you what, if you're having near as much fun as we're having over here.
Oh, we're having fun.
All right. We're going to have the great Jeff Boggs coming on right after this. Talk a little music, a little news, all that good stuff. And, look, I am looking forward to the weekend. Got golf game today at 11:45. Tomorrow morning at 9:30.
More golf?
More golf.
Wow.
My wife gets so happy. She's so happy that I'm playing golf two days in a row.
We got a doubleheader tomorrow, 8th grade Catholic High baseball at Rhinella.
All right.
Playing Erath at 2 o'clock and then Delcom at 4:15.
My man Chris is the coach, right?
Chris.
Eric.
Yeah, Eric. Eric Landry.
I'm looking at you. I'm thinking your brother. Landry.
Yeah,
Eric Landry. I had lunch with Eric yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we got a good
little. That's a heck of a crew right there they got in that class.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun tomorrow, play a little baseball.
Tony's sitting there waiting to punch that button, so we're gonna go. We'll see you later.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock. Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
It's spring cleaning time. Let Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment not only provide you with new sales, but also all of your service needs. Extend the life of your fitness equipment, including home gyms and cardio equipment. Give Frank a call at 337-316-1231 or visit frankspecialtyfitnessequipment.com. Frank Burbank is a New Iberia native who has been servicing South Louisiana with top fitness equipment for nearly 40 years. That's Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment, 337-316-1231.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
We at Hike Menvel Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menvel and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menvel Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.